This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing.
Greetings for Inspiring Voices, a division of Guideposts. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Stable, S-T-A-B-L-E, The Keys to Heaven on Earth, and my guest author who joins me from near New York City, I think it's in New Jersey if I'm correct, April Michelle Lewis. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for having me. Yes, and New Jersey is correct.
There are people living there, and you're one of the good ones, apparently, because this is listed as an inspirational book, and obviously from the cover, it definitely is focused in that direction. What was the reason this book got published? I don't believe you are a senior adult, so I would say you are an every person. Is that a way to describe you personally and how this happened?
Okay, so, I'm almost 50 now. I'm a week away from my 50th birthday. The book was written almost 10 years ago, but, just been marketing it, and it's been going pretty steady ever since. But how did the book come about? As chipper as I may sound in this interview, Jay, I really am happy now. And I actually, years ago, was at a point in my life where, I'm sure it happens to so many people, but it was a rock bottom in my late 30s and into my early 40s. And so, when you set out on that quest for personal healing, there's a lot of great stuff that can happen. And, not only did I heal, but it was and then some, because I actually just kind of formed my own philosophy that worked for myself and apparently has worked for so many others. It was just one of those things where I just kind of was accumulating knowledge from teachers and counselors and spiritual teachers and, gathering information from different religions and, you name it. It was just, I was a collector of, healing. And it just kind of came together and I formed the stable philosophy and I use it, I practice it. It has worked for me in my life. I've changed my life with it. I've changed the lives of others with it. And so that really is the very short version of how it came about.
Well, it's a fascinating story when anyone survives a trauma in their life. I have had, as most people have, some maybe not trauma, but discouraging times and difficult challenges. In fact, I am one of those unfortunate creatives that is a fun guy to be around, but in my personal thoughts, I look back too much and do a lot of what-ifs and should have done something differently when that happened. Those are the things that a human has to overcome. You have mentioned in your book the value of spiritual relationships or spiritual foundations. How did that play into your recovery?
Spiritual relationships. Well, it not necessarily spiritual relationships, but I became when I was on my quest for healing, I got stuck on one thing, Jay, and I got stuck on the discovery of the NDE, which is the near-death experience. And this is a scientific phenomenon that's been studied at the University of Virginia and all over the world by different organizations. Different doctors have studied the NDE phenomenon. The whole book is based on the science of the near-death experience and everything that has been discovered by people who have had a near-death experience and have come back to tell what they've found on the other side and what they've found on the other side in terms of what matters, what how we should be living here on Earth. I mean, this is really useful information. And if we can really focus on the discoveries of the near-death experience and we can pull it back into this life and we can use that knowledge here, that really is the spirituality, quote unquote, that the book is based on. Because stable is a three-part philosophy. It's sound thought, always believe, number two, and number three, life of excellence. So what it does is it takes those three keys and how we think is ST, our belief system is AB, and how we live our lives, every detail of our lives and how we plan for our futures and how we use our gifts and talents. That's the life of excellence key. So it's a stable as an acronym, and it's all based on the discoveries of the near-death experience. You can study this. This is a real thing. And these people who have died and have come back, it's been documented for decades that it doesn't matter if you're in China or America or Canada or, Tibet or, Australia, it doesn't matter how old you are, what religion you come from, but these people have all had very similar experiences. And so there's a real science to the near-death experience. And if we just take that from just a practical standpoint and we apply it to our lives, that is really what the book is about. It's how to take that knowledge and apply it to your life so that you can really live and that's why it's called The Keys to Heaven on Earth, because you take those principles and you can apply it to your life and you can perfect it over years and years and years. There's never going to be a heaven on earth, but you can get pretty darn close to it. So I hope that answers your question. You talked about, spiritual relationships, but really that's where the spirituality comes into philosophy.
Yeah, that would be a fascinating part of your book, of course. Many people are concerned about the future in their own, whether they have one and what happens when I die. Those kinds of questions get answered quite a bit. Your book, is it different from others in the marketplace? I've not heard anybody actually espouse a specific philosophy or a lifestyle that may follow the patterns that you've outlined.
Is it different? I do believe so. And the reason why is because, there's a lot of books about people who have had near-death experiences. They've come back to tell their story. But this is sort of like, how do I say this? It does two things. It helps you live your best life here, but it also really makes a strong case for world peace. So it's sort of like you're healing the soul and you're healing the world through the stable philosophy. So that's how I really feel like it's different. Because religious barriers can really come down. Religious titles, labels can really be eliminated. And we can just look to these scientific findings of the afterlife and we can apply them to our lives. And I'll tell you, Jay, we can agree as one human race that conception at birth takes place. You can read about it in the science biology textbook. You can read about the anatomy of the heart, and it's all the same no matter where you come from. We're all human. But somehow when we die, the similarities of the human race, everything falls apart. So what I'm asking is for everyone to just look beyond and look at those science. We look to science for everything, everything. So if we look to science to study and discover and really get an awareness going of what happens after we die, just from the scientific standpoint, it really is a biological and physiological process. It's not a fairy tale. It's not, And so if we look at that, even that from a scientific standpoint, we can really understand that, wow, we are really all the same. We come from the same creator. We go back to the same creator. So it kind of just makes all the barriers, just the us versus them mentality, just fall apart. So how is it different? I know I'm kind of diverting, but I'm coming back to your question here. It makes a case for world peace too. The book starts out healing your soul, and then it helps you realize how similar we really all are from just that scientific standpoint. It's begging the question, let's look at death, even death and the afterlife from a scientific standpoint. And so it's different just because I feel like it has the ability to heal inside and bring the whole world together. I know that's a bold statement, but I'm dreaming big.
Well, why not? Why not? It's your book.
Why not?
Why not? It's your book and your study. 182 pages. How long did it take, April, to complete this? Is this something that you accumulated notes? And also states on the cover that you're a motivational speaker. So were these part of your lecture series and you've accumulated them and put them into a book situation?
It started with notes in Alex, and I wasn't really sure where it was going, to be honest with you. And then it turned into a recorded audio CD, and then it turned into the book. And then I did, you know, I haven't done much public speaking lately with COVID and everything, but I am looking to get back on track with that. And it just sort of evolved, and I wasn't sure where it was going, but you know, it's been a work in progress.
Have you always had a desire to be a communicator through written word, an author, for example? This is your first publication, but is it something that you were motivated to do from early life experiences,
no.
Or is this something that was later?
No, never knew that that was going to happen, although it's in the blood. I do have, you know, my father used to write for Baseball Digest, and he had some writing abilities. But other than that, no, I never aspired to do that. To be honest with you, I enjoy the public speaking more than the writing, just because I love to talk about it and help people. So, you know, when I was a kid, I would, you know, stand in the mirror with the karaoke microphone and things like that. But when I was a kid, I don't think that I ever realized that I would be an author someday. No.
Well, it's an incredible accomplishment, no matter what age you are and when you decide and what your purpose for writing it becomes. This is a book that, at least from my perspective, at least superficially, it seems like it's a complex subject. Was it difficult for you? Were there challenges that were difficult to overcome?
No, it wasn't difficult. It just took a long time. And, you know, to be honest with you, Jay, the difficult part came before the book. The difficult part came when I had a very, as you said, you know, a lot of trauma in my life.
Right.
Was a single mom, divorced, with penniless, almost homeless, just a lot of, you know, things going on in my life at the time. So to be honest with you, Jay, that was the hard part.
Did you share that story in its entirety in your book, or even just allude to it? How did you approach that and get it behind you?
You know what? I don't explain that in the book. I do just allude to the fact that there was a really hard time in my life, but I never really focus on that. And I've been asked, you know, the details of all of it. And to be honest with you, I choose not to focus on that and divulge too much. I prefer to just say, you know what, this is how we move forward. And the stable philosophy is just one way that you can do that. So no, I don't go into that in the book. It's a very brief moment in the beginning. But I think that the way I express it, you know, being somewhat suicidal and things like that, I think that some people can just take that little piece and relate to it and move on from there. So yeah, I've never really felt a need to go strongly into that.
I think that's
because
I think
not
that's
really
wise.
It's not the focus. Yeah,
that's wise. Again, I have mentioned that I have wasted too much of my time focusing on the past, things I can't change. And anything that will get me beyond that is a great gift. I had a friend a couple of years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, didn't send it specifically for me, but posted it on Facebook, and I thought, I think she's trying to reach me with a message. It says, she said, I just felt I needed to share this with the Facebook community or with my friends. And it had a sketch of a rabbit peering down a long road with that photo. Don't look back. You're not going that way. Don't look at the past. It's not where you're headed. So I took that as a philosophical and positive step I needed to work on for my own personal growth. Your book, again, is described as a spiritual guide providing philosophy designed to both heal the individual and ultimately carry the world into a new era of unity supported by scripture and science. So there's a lot of content here, and it's a thoughtful presentation or representation of your current focus in life. Is this something that anybody could read and benefit from? I mean, did you have a specific audience in mind, or is this something that just needed to be said?
Just needed to be said. And it's really for anyone. And I just want to point out my aha moment for this book was when I happened to be in a Starbucks one day, and, you know, this is, you know, 10 plus years ago, and there was still a newspaper laying around. So I picked up a newspaper and read an article about the Pope. and who at the time had a very rare opportunity to speak to the astronauts on the International Space Station.
Mm.
And you know what he asked them? He said, there's just this poignant question that kind of just like, I mean, it was just like lightning struck me. And he said to the astronauts, he said, there's so much violence and chaos here on Earth. And you're, you know, you're up there and you're looking down and observing. And he said, how do you all think that science can bring peace and unity to this world? And I got to tell you, Jay, when I heard that question, I was like, I was like the kid in class, you know, raising their hand, like, ooh, I have the answer, you know, and I just wanted to answer that question. Because to me, the scientific studies of the near-death experience are the answer to that question. And it needs a lot more attention than we give it. You can study, you know, Ray Moody, you can study the Division of Perceptual Studies that's located at the University of Virginia, and Dr. Jeffrey Long and all these scientists and doctors who study this phenomenon. If you really dive into it, man, I just wanted to answer the question. So the book is for anyone who wants that question answered. How can science contribute to peace on Earth?
Beautiful.
I think we need to stop looking at religion as religion, and we need to start looking at for just, you know, it's a scientific process. It's a physiological process. What happens to our souls? What happens to that energy? What does it go through? What wonderful things does it experience when it leaves the body? How do we use that back here on Earth? So it's for anyone who wants to answer any of those questions.
Really. I love the title also, and listeners, you can get a copy of Stable, The Keys to Heaven on Earth, author April Michelle Lewis. Where can they get that, by the way? Where can they get a copy of this?
It is on BarnesandNoble.com, of course on Amazon, and I believe it's at about 20,000 online retailers around the world. It's not in another language, but you can get it on some international websites as well. So,
excellent. They can do a search also under the title Stable, subtitle The Keys to Heaven on Earth, and also the author, April Michelle Lewis. April, thank you for joining me for Inspiring Voices today. One thing I forgot to ask is about your website. I'm sure that's a way people can get in contact with you and keep up with your progress as a speaker and also a writer.
Absolutely. It's very simple. April Michelle Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, and Michelle is with two L's, .com.
Fabulous.
Jay, thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. For Inspiring Voices, a division of Guideposts, this is Jay Douglas Barker.
You've been listening to Indie Book Publishing. Join us again next week at noon Eastern.